USA News. I'm Lance Pry. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing increased pressure to use his authority to unilaterally act proposals that would hand out billions of dollars to black residents in reparations for slavery in a state that never had slavery. The California Reparations Task Force, which was created by state legislation in 2020, is considering a proposal to give just under $360,000 per person to approximately 1.8 million black Californians who had an ancestor enslaved in the United States. The cost is roughly $640 billion. Former President Trump is urging his supporters to protest because he expects to be arrested this week.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says protests should be peaceful, but an indictment would result in a political circus. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican said Democrats are building sympathy for the former president because it seems like he's being attacked over an issue that happened 7 years ago. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been investigating Trump for his alleged role in a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Sununu said there are much more pressing issues to worry about. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Biden administration is speeding up their efforts to pursue trade agreements that bypass Congress, as it says it's to counter China. The moves have sparked a fight with lawmakers that threaten to upend the president's trade strategy at a critical point of rising global competition. The administration's push to forge a free trade deal on critical minerals to resolve a dispute with the European Union over electric vehicle subsidies, the latest in a string of such pacts that work around congressional approval. Officials say that a plane low on fuel was forced to make an emergency landing on a Las Vegas freeway yesterday morning. Officials are reporting the northbound lanes of the U.S. 95 at Sky Canyon Park Drive on the far northwest side were closed Sunday because of the plane on the highway. No injuries were reported. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Taliban leader in Afghanistan has told Afghan officials to replace any relatives that have been hired for government positions and avoid hiring relatives moving forward. Allegations have emerged that some Taliban officials have placed their sons in government positions they're not qualified for. Afghanistan is facing deepening economic and humanitarian crises since the Taliban returned to power after fighting a war for nearly two decades. In addition to the Taliban's nepotism practices, the group has also barred many women from working and has also refused to allow girls and women to continue their education in secondary schools and universities. A high-ranking Republican wants calm should the former president be arrested this week.
Despite Donald Trump calling for protesters to turn out if he's arrested by the Manhattan District Attorney, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't want to see any violence.
I don't think people should protest this, no. And I think President Trump, if you talk to him, he doesn't believe that either.
On Saturday, Trump posted to Truth Social, quote, protest, take our nation back.
He's not talking in a harmful way, and nobody should. Nobody should harm one another in this.
McCarthy also said Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will direct an investigation if the Manhattan DA's office is using federal money for its probe. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmesh.
New York Community Bank will buy a major portion of Signature Bank, a lender for tri-state businesses, in a $2.7 billion deal after Signature failed last week. This is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.